like a wheel within a wheel, never ending or beginning on an ever-spinning reel.
You're listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
Good evening. 800-866-8883. Call me Monday through Friday from 6 p.m. I like to use the word West Coast. And if you're West Coast time, and it goes 6 to 9, and there's refeed, if you can't get it, then go to my website and make that the radio station. That's the only station you need to look for if you can't find it on the other stations. All right, now, I suspect you want to know what I think about the Pope. Well, with all that fanfare, I didn't see much difference between a religious hymn, an Obama, the way he got elected with all that excitement, enthusiasm, and the Pope himself. It's not any different. What did both of them have to say? Nothing. God bless you. You know, a few nice things. God loves you. Sing songs. And everybody's excited. What are you excited about? He's not saying anything at all. I can see our enemies laughing. Is this all you got? So there's not much difference between the way you greeted and glorified Obama as you did with the Pope. No difference. He's a religious, a religious equivalent to Obama. Please, I don't mean to be mean. He's a decent guy. He's doing his best, but he's been selected by a group of people you don't know anything about. And it's taken a long, long time to put a Jesuit like that into the role he's playing. It's interesting. He's a nice guy. But he doesn't say, and he never will say, how you can be cured from your illness and diseases. Where is the missing piece of Christianity? I have it. I wish to share it with you. I'm not so sure that you would really like what I'm saying. Maybe I'm reaching only a small percentage of people, but I'm not very popular because I'm saying things that the dark side of you, and I'm saying those of you who have a very dark side, may not like. That we mean the extreme left or the extremely religious person who thinks that the preacher and the church he goes to is all there is. Means God loves you. And you could be okay. You read the book, you learn, and you memorize, and you act it out. It's not good enough. And I don't think that what the Pope said merited all that fanfare. It was sort of exotic. It was exactly like the way Obama put a face. And they both have the same faces. But they have also the same effect on people. What did you get from the Pope? Nothing. Just sing songs and God bless you. But he doesn't address the problems of life. So how comes the power? That's what I want to know. How comes you get excited and carried away. But anybody could say those words. You don't have to hoist a person up on a mountain and say the same thing we already understand or think we understand. Yeah, you have to love your wife. You have to keep your marriage vows and some other things he said. Nothing unusual. I don't see how it's going to change the world for the better. Anyway, that's my opening salvo. My name's Roy Masters, and number is 800-866-8883. If you want to discuss the subject with me, I'd be very happy to do so.
Live with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
If you wanted to comment on the Pope, I'd be happy to accommodate you and discuss things with you. I would like to ask you what you learned from him and what you might learn from him in the future by the few things he says that are publicized all over the world. But I can see our enemies just laughing. Is this all you can give? That's all you got? Someone tells you to love your enemy? Oh, that's great. I love to be loved. There's no explanation for these things. It's all shallow. It's all hoopla. The number is 800-866-8883. But you've got two people now involved. You've got Obama, who's charmed you into submission and is slowly but surely showing his other side. You can't judge a person by their looks and their behavior and their friendliness. I mean, the devil is a gentleman, in a manner of speaking. What you got is the equivalent of Obama here. There's no solution to anything. He never said any word that you haven't heard before that never helped you. Am I correct or not? Listen, I know that I keep saying to you that if I was to belong to a church, I would choose the Catholic Church. But I would expect the head of that Catholic Church to be magical. Not magical because of the excitement, the exotic factor of you being pumped up with excitement into acceptance. That's the oldest game in the world. You create excitement and you love what is presented to you. All that fanfare. That's what happens to the kids with their music. They have nobodies on the stage. And they take a nobody, because I'm not saying that the Pope is a nobody. He's a decent guy. I get it. He means well. But he hasn't got anything to give you. And it's the kids on the stage with their hip-hop music, whatever you call it. It's not music. It's all designed to excite you, to stimulate you, into acceptance. See, it takes excitement in order to control and infect or impart ideas into people's minds, to belief systems. That is not healthy. Your preacher does it. And he becomes your authority. You don't think for yourself. The rabbis, they do the same thing. And so you got a lot of Jewish people, you got Christian people, you got Muslims. But you also got cannibals and you got communists, etc., etc., Nazis. How how all this comes about, because the strong people know how. Listen, have you noticed how the world is run? In general, that is, by dull and stupid people. Now, look at Obama. He's not dull and stupid. He's just bright and shiny. And he's going to give you fundamental transformation. You're damn right he did. He screwed all of you for the sake of other people. Somebody's going to get the benefit out of this, and it's the worst in people. It's called welfare. There is a reason for welfare, for deserving people, the people who need it, really, but not just to pay them to not to work and to give them $62,000. $62,000 a year, that's in the offshore community to our left. It's that's what they get in Hawaii. $6,000 a year to not to work. Get it? And it's if you go to all of the different states now, you'll see it all from 62,000 to the lowest one is 38,000, 34 to 38,000, which is Oregon, not to work. But there's no poor here. There's no poor and broken people here. There are people on the streets that won't take or are disqualified just because they are outlandish. They don't fit anywhere. But for the most part, nobody's starving. Nobody has to starve. There's food kitchens, and you've got welfare, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. We already have aid for the broken and those who have odd sort of don't fit in society. And we have Medicare and everything for them for free. They don't have to do anything. They don't have to pay any taxes. So this is the poor in our country, all on welfare. And we're always being made poor. Because the more you need support, the more you're broken, the more there's a tendency to look towards something bright in the sky. And to love you the way you are. There's something light in the sky can be the devil in disguise. You have one already. You have an Obama who's charming. But that's a charming person. A person who has lots of money behind him. And a wicked media. As you see, fundamental transformation means you go to hell. It's downward transcending. And I don't see much difference between the Pope and Obama. They both sort of they're like chalk and they're like ham and eggs. They're not much different. Sorry. I wanted to see a spiritual person do magic tricks. When I say magic tricks, I want to see a Pope who could do the same thing as Jesus. And I mean that. Now, Jesus says that all the things I can do, you can also do. Is that correct? So why isn't one of those leaders doing that? And then have people go, wow, that's beautiful. And then he would say, well, I can do it. Let me show you how to. You can do it too. Because it's true that everybody can be like Jesus, everybody. He says, become perfect. I don't see a Pope saying, become perfect as your Father in heaven. I'm saying it. And I'm not just saying this to just for the sake of saying it or to mock, but I have learned. Or I've been gifted, as you could be, to do some of those things that Jesus did. depending on how perfect you become and how early you start. He started when he was a baby. And I was maybe 35 years old before I caught on. So maybe if I live till 150 or 200, I will have all the gifts and not be dying, in a manner of speaking. Now, he proved that you can't kill him. He proved that there's such a thing as eternal life, not just eternal strife, but he proved it. He knew he had to go up on that cross and be tortured and suffer and not hate the hurter and not be intimidated to hate the hurter. And he cries it out. He says, "Forgive them, Father, for they don't know what they're doing." Correct? It is true that you do not know what you're doing. And the people who are good recognize that's true. And they don't know what they're doing, but at least they know that they're beginning to know what they're doing because of the example. The magic. Let's use the word magic. The magic that Jesus demonstrated. He turns water into wine. The only thing I could do is turn wine into water, if you'll pardon me for the indiscretion, in a manner of speaking. There's magic here. There's magic in the universe. There's magic all around us. Don't you appreciate a blade of grass? Don't you ask the question, how does the blade of grass know how to be a great blade of grass? How does a tree know how to be a tree and an apple tree produce apples? This isn't magic, it's magic. The blade of grass doesn't know how it exists. The tree doesn't know it exists. And yet it becomes trees and different trees. Of an assortment, millions of different ones. Different difference of foliage. Let's stop for a minute. Let me talk to you about magic, which you should be. You should be magical. You should be beautifully magical. All you get is someone telling you, love God, Jesus loves you as you are. Blah, blah, black sheep. I can't remember all this stuff. I can only talk from where I'm coming from and where I'm going. Now look, let me just spin it just a little bit more. May I? So I look at my hand and I say, I don't understand the cell there. I have no understanding. How do I get this hand? It's got to start somewhere. I don't understand one single cell. And now you could have your scientist say, we understand cells, and we know how to multiply cells. We could take cancer cells, and we can multiply the cancer cell, and it will last forever, and it gets bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. As cancer cells do, they never die. The cell that they take and multiply that isn't cancerous, slowly but surely, as it reproduces itself, it reproduces itself with less luster. And pretty soon it won't reproduce anymore. And in many effect, it dies. But the cancer cells live forever. What is that telling you? There's cancer cells, there must be, 10 tons is big. They can make them grow as big as they want. So there's a sort of a turtle. There's a message in that. There's a message in it. You may have never heard of this, but it's true, according to science. They don't really understand the workings of the mind and body. See? I'm just going to finish my thought. We'll be right back in just a second. We're going to give some commercials, then I'll come back to my point of view. Hold your horses.
You're listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. You can reach Roy at 1-800-866-8883. That's 1-800-866-8883.
You can get Advice Line by phone. I hope you have a pen, pencil. iPhone Android users, use the free app at FHU.com. That's easy. Landline users, your own phone. A lot of, half of you out there, you elderly people, you don't have, you don't understand modern technology. So you can use your telephone. Advice line, always start at 6 o'clock in the evening. Make sure you start at the very beginning and not in the middle of something. At 6 p.m. we start the program till 9 p.m. You can listen as long as you want. It's 605-705-8159. Okay? 605-705-8159. The 7-minute meditation by telephone, both by telephone, 1-800-822-6441. Okay? Automatic default in the English language. Pressing 1 plays the Spanish recording. Pressing 0 forward goes to the FHU office. That's it. I'll be saying that again. But if you want to call my office, 800-877-3227, and get those phone numbers, that's the one phone number you need to remember. All right. So let me continue my thoughts. Say, my name is Roy Masters, and the number is 800-866-8883. I would love to talk to you, and call my number, 800-866-8883. I am talking about magic. I'm saying we need a pope, and we need a spiritual person in Christianity, hopefully Judaism, but I didn't have to change my religion, because, you know, Jesus is still Jewish, and so is his disciples, so I didn't. As long as I accept him as my mentor and my savior, or my rabbi, whatever you want to say, I don't have to change my religion, do I? I'm okay. I understand that salvation comes from the Jews. Is that correct? And the Christians say that. So I'm okay, aren't I? So I'm speaking now as, well, maybe not as Jesus would say it, because I have my own thing to do. I have my own purpose given to me. I have my own suffering that I have to go through. And it happens to be that I've understood, you know, how people get sick and die, and how easy it is to solve the problem by understanding just a few little things. I understand how Jesus was able to cure people just by his touch, by his little talk, a little spiel. And then creating a faith in something that's believable, that's very important. See, I can't believe rabbis and preachers. I can't believe that they can teach me anything. Jesus says you need no one to teach you. The Spirit within you teaches, the Holy Spirit. He said that. You need no need anyone to teach you. You don't need anybody to teach you. It's within you. That you unfold like a flower. Oh, you don't understand that, right? Well, how does a egg? So it used to be an egg. A little tiny egg. Little tiny little thing. How is it programmed to create you? You stupid being. See? How does it... You don't ever stop to think of you coming out of something microscopic and it has all the information in it to reproduce you? And reproduce you ad infinitum. And on top of that, the magic goes further. Or farther, which is however you want it. But it goes much farther. In that there's eternal life. He makes a point. We're not like animals. They run and they fight. They're eaten being eaten. And to some degree we are. There's a parasitic kind of world going on with good and evil. There's no such thing as a good and evil snake. It is what it is. And there's no thing as a good and evil rabbit. It's what it is. And adapts to its environment. And that's what it is. We better not adapt to our environment, because there's big trouble there. See, because what's in the environment is the darkness, is wickedness and cruelty, which comes through one man, first man. He did the sin. He was taken from the mud of the ground. Don't tell me God couldn't take the mud from the ground, the earth, and create an image of himself and breathe life into it. Just think how you came into being. You're just a little tiny egg. Yes, and it's so resilient. There's lots of them. And you can, and the, basically the best one wins. The best sperm wins. Pardon me if I said it. And then you have a child. Life. Some people think of, I don't see an animal behaving like a human being, do you? I see that because animals have, human beings have sex with each other's rear end. See? And they don't do that. There's no perversion there. There's no insanity, no drug addiction or anything like us. They are what they are. And they also come from little tiny eggs, don't they? Everything comes from a little egg. Hey, listen to this. I heard, I like science, but I like to hear what they say because it just, it backs up what I believe. So they have, everybody starts off according to science as, you know, as a, like a little fish. I'm not quite sure if it's exactly, but let me just say that it's a little fish. And it resembles something like that. I may have got it wrong, so forgive me. But in the course of it, we all look the same, in the very early, very similar. But what makes the difference, they found out. And I love this. I love the discovery. But this point is, there's magic beyond the discovery. Why is it this way? Why, how magical could this can be? So if I can explain it explicitly, as best I can, got it from the scientists, which I think would do a good job figuring these things out, but not knowing how it really works. What the magic is, where's the magician? See, that produces the trick. And the trick is this. So if it's going to be a gill or an ear of an animal or a human, so when it comes to that point of maturing, growing, that point, it is time. Listen to this. It is simply time. So let's make something up. So if it takes 1 second to make, to cause it to have a, be a gill, and 2 seconds to give you an ear, that timing, there it is, that development, never mind all the fancy stuff that goes before it, see, just that thing, the timing that is inherent in the egg, and it passes from generation to generation the same way, just the time, it's just time, it doesn't know what time it is. But if you time it and discover that, I'm just making this up. I'm making the timing up because I don't know what the time is. I know only the time to do my radio show. But then I better have to be told what the time is. But the point is, and I think you may see the point without me struggling. How does the time make the difference from a gill to an ear of a monkey, of a bee? A human being, there's time involved in the process. Don't you think of that as magic? Or you just take it for granted? You have sex, and here comes a baby. That's not good enough. That's magic. And I can tell you, healing is also magic. This I have some very interesting news, if you like what I'm doing, in my younger days. So we have 20 Sunday conversations on one CD, MP3. And so that's, each one is about, there's about 15 of them, 30 hours. But there's roughly, it could be 15 or less, depending on how long with the lecture is. I'm tending to lecture in the long way. 2 hours is minimum to me. It makes the point. And people will sit fixated to that in those days when I was younger. I hope these days too. So it's 30 hours of audio on each CD. Do you understand how that is? So you multiply that, you divide by two. It's 2 hours, it's 15. 15 Sunday morning conversations. 15 on each CD, MP3 CD, and there are 26 of them. So that's how many we got. And each CD has a Be Still and Know meditation on it. Each CD you have is the meditation goes with it. So may I suggest you, it's only $50, but look what you get. You can go across the whole continent of America, backwards and forwards. You know, well, just 30 hours. 30 hours, you can go get in your car and listen all the way to from one coast to the other and back again. And then some. That's one CD, I got 26. May I suggest volumes 1 through 26 are now available. You can build a complete library of Sunday conversations. Buy, click on shop at fhu.com or call 800-877-3227. Now, those are my younger years. I'm not sure if I'm worse or better now. I can't tell myself. My voice isn't as strong as it used to be. My spirit is strong. This would be a legacy. So these begin in 2000, but it goes way back, way before that. So we're not talking about beyond 2000. You see, because I started in 1960. I started my work and my lectures. And that doesn't include all my lectures everywhere, going all over the country. See, so, but can you imagine one CD has about 15 two-hour talks and discussions with other people. And that was before video. We also have video. We won't go into that right now. I suggest if you want to, if you like what I'm doing, and maybe I'm not as good as I was, or maybe I'm better, it doesn't matter, I'm still on the same track. I'm trying to get you to see that life isn't just whoopee and horror and pleasure and pain. Life is magical, and there's a life beyond this one. And to save you from the one that you've born into through one man's sin and death through sin spread through the human race. So you're born into that so that you never did anything wrong.
Live with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
Now, having said what I said just a little while ago, you have to get a grasp of the miraculous. You've got to understand that you're not just a monkey, a glorified monkey. You do not want to be persuaded by science. Science is remarkable. It's the product of individual searching and understanding so that the next generation and the next generation understand more and more and more so they have more to work with. But there's one thing that science has never been able to do and never will in your understanding of all the different laws of science and all the magic in it. Of course, they don't think of that as magic. They just think of that as discovery and the laws of nature. But they don't really care about who made the laws of nature. It didn't make itself. See? And so I say that where I'm coming from, I'm going to. Where you're coming from, you're going to if you're not careful. And I want to see the Pope say these things. I don't want to tell you what he says. It doesn't make any difference. Except you just buy it with a hoopla and a whoopee. And a dangerous excitement. The same kind of excitement whereby you accept a lie. The lie that he's really a pope and not much different from all of you. The Pope is feeble. I like him. He's a nice man. But he's not magical. He can't heal anybody. And your preacher can't heal anybody except in a phony, hypnotic way. You've seen him, you know, yelling and screaming and grabbing a person and they go into a trance. And you can see it's all phony. All he's doing is hypnotizing people by shock and making them saying, I'm better, I'm better, I'm better. Next week they come back, you know, 2 weeks later, they're worse again. They don't get better. All they think they're better for the rest of their life as long as they go to the same church and hear the same reinforcement. That's it. So basically, the preacher is acting through him, but there's something acting through the preacher, because if the preacher was decent, he wouldn't do that to a person. He wouldn't excite people and tell people that God loves them. But he forgot what it implies. God loves you as you are. If God loves you, there's something missing. He doesn't love you as you are. He loves you from what you are. That's a big difference. One validates. Do you understand just little words? And the timing, like the fish. Listen to my timing. Listen to where I'm coming from. It's not coming from ordinary time. Yes, I'm hesitating. Yes, I don't know what's going to come next. But what you're going to get next is going to be helpful. So the next thing I'm going to say to you is some of you think I'm mean. Some of you think I'm egotistical. Some of you think I'm just, think I'm God. No, I'm not. What I'm trying to say to you is something is coming through me and taking the information I have in my brain, memory, language, see, some things which I'm familiar, and ignoring everything else, which I've learned to do, learn to ignore everything else except my purpose. So I can just take it easy for a while and be nice to my grandchildren and do things and go boating if I want to. That's when I'm on, taking it easy. Time out for me. And as I get older, I just like to do more and more to help you. I'm not able to travel a lot so much. You could come to my talks on Sunday morning. And if you have a real serious problem, instead of listening on the radio, get on an airplane and spend a weekend and come to my talks on Sunday and I will show you the magic. But I'm going to show you the magic here today just for the things I'm saying. Be right back.
What's on your mind? Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
Well, yes, I want to talk to you about our Sunday morning conversations. See, now let me see here. Oh, yes. Now, advice line by phone. Phone, Android, iPhone, Android. I'm reading this. Advice Line by phone. First of all, iPhone and Android users, use the free app at FHU.com. The landline users, use the regular phone. And you, if you want to get Advice Line, it's 605-705-8159. And if you didn't get that, call my office. And my, if you go, I don't know how you go about it if you keep missing it. But let me say it again, 605-705-8159. That's Advice Line. Make sure you look at your watch and start from the beginning and listen as long as you wish. Automatic default to the English version, 7-minute meditation is 800-822-6441. We'll get to say this again, don't worry, just hang in there. Automatically default English version, pressing 1 plays a Spanish recording of the 7-minute meditation. Pressing 0 after that goes to the FHU office. Wow, that's the whole thing. But we'll say that several times so you get to it. Okay, so now where I'm saying here, what am I saying? I'm not sure I know what I'm saying myself. I'm just talking ad-libbing. I haven't planned this discussion. I just want you to know that animals don't get sick in the wild. They get eaten. The weak get eaten if they're not strong enough. They default to the belly of the predator. In America, in the real world, in our world, it's very similar. We default to the predator. See, that's what I've been, my discussion with you is how you can survive your default to the predator. Because when you are a people pleaser, see, that's what I said, is that you have a codependent relationship with someone where you're always giving in, and they get angry and angry and angry. And or they get nicer and nicer and nicer, and you can't refuse them. And you give to this nice person, and the more you give him, the more he wants, and pretty soon you're angry, and you become the bully. Get out of my sight, you weasel, kind of thing. So you see, when the Pope talks about family, oh, you have a nice family. No, you don't. In America, you've got almost 80% divorce rate. What kind of family is that? And how are you going to get the family back together? You don't know, do you? The kids are running in the street, drug addict. What do you got to say to help people to overcome drugs, alcohol, their different diseases? Animals don't have hardly any sicknesses in their real life. If they get a slightest bit weak, get a little sniffle cold, they're dead. Only the best survive with a fantastic immune system. A crocodile has an immune system. It just lives in all the garbage. It doesn't get sick. See? But you're supposed to be superior to the animals. And you're not. You're lower than that. And when I'm speaking to you, I'm not being Mr. Nice Guy anymore. I'm not, when you hear me use my voice with strength, be careful you don't think that I'm mean. Be careful. Because I represent an energy field. A bad person represents an energy field. It's a war of energy fields. That's what it is, basically. It's where I'm coming from and where you want me to go to. And when that doesn't happen, I get to you, you don't get to me. That's it. And that's why it should be. You should be immune to temptation. Lead us away from temptation. No, not lead us not into, because that shows you how stupid you are. And when I say stupid, stupefied, lead us not into temptation is an insult to God. God doesn't lead you into temptation. Please, now, common sense translation. You don't have to know the language. You don't have to. You don't have to translate it. Lead us away from temptation, please God. Not lead us not into. You're not the devil. How can you recite that? Because you're mechanical. And everything about you is mechanical. So you're born into a Christian family, you're Christian. You're born into a Muslim family, you're Muslim. What would you be if you left alone? You weren't intimidated into being whatever it is. And where the authority of the world lies outside you, the spoken word leads you. No. What you need is unspoken word. You hear my unspoken word? It says that the spoken word does not need to be your master, because the spoken word is represented still by this, the spoken word of Eve. Look at the setup. God speaks to Adam. He doesn't speak to him in language. He doesn't speak to me in language. And ladies, you can hear what I'm saying. You know the man. You know what you're looking for from a man, don't you? You want him to love the hell out of you. And what does he do? He embraces the hell in you. He brings the worst out of you to serve the worst in him. What the hell's the matter with you people? What's the matter with your potentates? Why do you go to the flock to them? They got nothing to give you. And this Pope has nothing to give you also. You stupefied people. I'm saying to you, you've heard me say, every time, if I was to adopt a religion, it would be Catholicism. That's what it would be. It has all the good things in it, said, but not the way to paradise. I don't have to confess my sins to a person, and then he says, forgive me. I don't need all that. And you don't need all that. That's not the good parts. I have no authority in this world over me. And it should be the same for you. So you can't cringe before the bully. What you need to stand to the bully is within you. Be still and know it. Now, here's the key to the magical world of Jesus. Magical. Here's the key. In the scripture, it says, I'm not going to say the entire part of it. Just this part. This is the savory part. This is where the meat is, where the rubber meets the road. Be still and know I am God. That's it. And nobody is. You listen to the spore, the wordless word. The word is wordless. But in every language, it's translatable into that language. So the heart of everybody, regardless of what race and color or creed, so I'm going to start taking calls, 800-866-8883. I hope you weren't bruised or hurt by what I'm saying. But I want you to know the voice that when I criticize all of you out there, when I use my voice, when my voice is being used to speak this way to you with no uncertain terms, with total confidence in what I'm saying is absolutely flawlessly correct. What's flawlessly correct? I'm not talking to you. I'm not criticizing you for sin. I am talking to the snake, that which is within you that came through the generations, the one that came from Eve to the failure of Adam. And so therefore, if you want to have a better life, if you really want to have a family life, the Pope says, men must give up looking to the love of a woman and thinking of the power to pull him into her, where she gets into him and the children carried on through the generation, through one man's sin. Don't you understand that men have to be taught to be virtuous? And what have you got today? Just the opposite. And sin is rampant. It's almost like a sort of an upside-down freedom. Free to do wrong, or free from wrong to do right. They both have freedoms. One leads to heaven, one leads to hell, and therefore you have predators. And predators are politicians. Predators are sweet, nice people. Politicians, sweet, nice people like Obama, but then he goes, boo. And you have a nice, sweet young lady, and you have sex, and if maybe you get married, and you wake up, boo. She's not as nice as you think, and you get startled. See, and then there's a whole rigmarole after that. There's a long way where the war begins, where one begins to hurt the other, and the other defends themselves with more anger, angry with each other. Pretty soon, they're beating each other up. And the children, it passes on to the children. Now, I know how to overcome all that, if you're willing, and I'm talking to the dark side of you, so don't be upset when I talk strongly like this. I'm talking to the dark side, not you. I want to free you from that. Thank you.
Line with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
Okay, the program number is 800-866. Oh, no, that's well, let me give you that anyway. 800-866-8883. That's the number you call me from 6 to in the evening, 6 p.m. West Coast time, 3 hours. All right. And weekdays. The number is the phone number, not the phone number, but the program number, I have to read all this stuff on the screen, is 8415. That's the number of the program, if you like it. Now we go to Scott, a great Scott. Are you there, Albin?
Yes, sir.
What can I do for you?
Yes, I had a question. I think as far back as I'd like to go is the book of Genesis, Garden of Eden, where Adam and Eve were deceived through the devil or whatever.
Yeah, yeah. Whatever. I mentioned that just a few minutes
ago. Yeah, and that's about as far back as my mind can actually handle. Is there anything before that or beyond that we should know, or is that a good enough
I
place
think
to...
that I think that apes and prehistoric men is a farce. There's no place where what is monkey-like suddenly appeared, and a point where suddenly we have consciousness popping out of our head, which is something that animals don't have. Animals have no intuitive. They're not intuitive. They have no second sight. See, Jesus makes it very clear. He says to the Pharisees who are educated, and all the scriptures, and therefore they have authority because they know more about God than the average person who really knows more than they do, but they don't have, they can't speak the way they do. They're paralyzed, demoralized, and demoralizers are in control with a clever speech. So Jesus puts it this way to make a point. He says, points his finger, and he says there's sepulchres. And the whitewashed tombs. He talks to the Sadducees and the Pharisees as if they were just, he's cursing them. And so he says, you hear, but you do not understand. You see, but you do not perceive. So there's something missing that's spiritual. You're just an animal with a lot of programming. And you're a superior animal, and you know how to break the spirit of the people so they never attain to your class. So the Pharisees were no different than Caesar, or Adolf Hitler, for that matter, to the degree of wickedness. And so the people only have little bits and pieces of it. And they didn't have an understanding of it themselves, and the Pharisees didn't like Jesus because if everybody understood, if everybody took the spirit of Jesus into themselves, who needs them? People, power brokers, people who love power, politicians and tyrants, they feed on a broken populace and to keep them down. And you look everywhere, you see misery and suffering, And there's a few people on the top, slowly but surely, the higher you get, the scummier they become. What you got in America is scummy. And this scummy takes dummies. And he makes them do all the wrong things because they don't know what they're doing, and he's perfectly okay if they don't know what they're doing, then he doesn't get the blame. He just has to smile and hold his ground and take all the criticism and shrug his shoulders and watch a country go to pieces. That's like marrying a person. All of a sudden he's giving all the money he's earning to his friends and making the kids go hungry and the roof needs leaking and they're all sleeping while they're getting wet. That's what Obama does. Now you've got a pope. There's not much difference. I'm sorry to say, but there's nothing to him except sing songs and blessings. He's not going to change the world. He's not much different from Obama. He's got the same viewpoint. He loves the open borders. Oh, it's so wonderful. But we haven't got any borders. You haven't got a country. There's no demand. It's crazy. See, he doesn't chastise us. Jesus would speak in such a way that people would have threatened the worst and awaken in people the best. That's the difference. We need people like that. I'm one of those people that bring the best out of people, and so that they are an exact imitation, not imitation, that's the wrong word, exact replica. Because when I speak to a person, I'm not being a nice person. I am very firm and very much to the point without any other consideration that this needs to be said. This is what's wrong with you. And I go, I have a thousand different ways to show you what's wrong with your head. So you go, you can look inside your head. Oh, I see it. I could never have seen it unless you showed me. And then you feel grateful. But the minute you get what I'm saying, you have become the extension of what is in me, but not me. So you can go about, when you finish listening to me, which isn't me, but something, higher power has given me what to say to you so that you can recognize the believable person as Jesus was believable, so must I be believable. And so when you believe, you will be believable also. So you don't have to say, listen to Roy Masters, if you don't want to. You have to be that with another person. So they look at you and say, wow, where's he coming from? Your very presence in your family makes a change. The way of life, the way that people try to get you, and the way you deal with the dastardly creatures around you, the way you deal with them is so different that you have a positive influence. And of course you become persecuted, but you know how to deal with persecution. It only makes you stronger. It's like the wildlife, but it's not the wildlife. Oh, here we are again. Can you hold Scott over? It'd be very nice for him to... I'm sorry. Listen, would you like to call me 800-866-8883 and make a comment on what I'm saying and disagree with me? I'd like you to ask me some questions about your problem, because I can show you, if I can show you what the reason for your problems are, you'll get better. That's the magic. I'm speaking to the problem. I'm speaking to the dark side of you that you don't know is there. Okay, so we're going to have another hour, so just stay tuned.